Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to another episode of Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, what I would like to discuss is the ways in which we defend our limitations. And here's a perfect example. And I'm using this particular example because I think it's so clear, but I also think that it could not be seen as what I'm talking about, which again is defending our limitations. So I have a friend, and their family dynamic is changing. They used to be a one-work household. One of the parents stayed home, which is a full-time job, working with the children. And now both parents are working out of the house. So when there was one parent working out of the house and one parent was working in the house, the person who was working in the house did all the domestic things, cooking, cleaning, taking the kids to school. That's why that's such a full-time job and that's such work. And the person who was working out of the house did that job. So now they're both working out of the house and they come home and one parent comes home after work and sleeps because the parent's so tired. And the other parent comes home after work and takes the children to dance class. And then when they all return for the evening, the parent who took the children to dance class says to the parent who's sleeping on the couch, you know, you could have made dinner. We both worked out of the house today, and I then took the children to dance class. And the parent who is sleeping said, well, I'm really tired adjusting to my new job. So of course, the parent who then after taking the children to dance class, after working all day, makes dinner and cleans up, is incredibly resentful. So what do you do with that? What got the parent who did the work out of the house, took the kids to dance class, did the cleaning and the cooking for dinner, so upset was that the other parent just said, but I needed to sleep because I'm adjusting to my new job. That parent, that person, what that person did was that person defended the limitation. That's what that person did. And I think that's a perfect example because we defend our limitations in all different ways. When I'm having an issue or a disagreement with my mate and my mate says, for argument's sake, let's just say, you know, you never listen to me. And I, instead of hearing that and saying, I'm sorry you feel that way, I'm going to really do a better job, can you give me an example? That would be not defending my position, right? I'm not defending my limitation. So instead of doing it that way, which would be the right way to do it, I might say, well, you know, you mumble, or, you know, you already said that, or I don't find that interesting, or what do you mean? I'm listening. All of those ways defend the position. So we want to stop that. This is what we need to do in order to stop it. We need to say, what's important here? So what's important is to have a good relationship. I want to have a good relationship with my partner. So when my partner has a complaint or an issue or concern, and I start defending myself in any way, shape, or form, I am disregarding what my partner is bringing, and I am defending why it is that way. And that is not helping me have a good relationship. What I need to do is I need to hear that person and say, okay, thank you for sharing. I didn't see it that way. I saw it this way. I think that's okay to give a little insight so there could be a little insight. But you know what? If you feel that way, I can change that. Because the ways in which we get our feelings hurt, it's nonsense. It's really nonsense. And if we can learn that, if we can learn that we don't have to defend our position, then we can teach our children to actually be better friends and really stop sweating the small stuff. And why I think our children sometimes sweat the small stuff is because we are modeling for them all those ways in which we defend our position with our mate, with our partner, with our mother, with our father, with our children, with our coworkers. Every time we have an interaction and we have our children watching that interaction, even with them sometimes directly, but even indirectly, when they see us defending our position, then when they have friends' issues and a friend says, you know, you never play the game I want to play, instead of what they'd be learning if we weren't defending our position, maybe the child would say, oh, you know, I didn't notice that. I didn't see it that way, but thank you for telling me. Okay, let's play the game you want. What they do is they say, that's not true. You know, that's not true. See what I mean? So we're going to stop defending our positions because nothing really gets learned then. Nothing really gets taught when we are holding on. It's like the water, the waves. They come in, they come out. They come in, they come out. They go out so more can come in. If they never moved, we'd be stagnant, right? So I don't want to hold on to my position and be stagnant. I want to hear your concern. And the way this all works is that when I'm hearing the concern, I'm not taking it personally. I'm not being defensive because you're just seeing it a different way than I'm seeing it, and I'm not attached. That's really important. So that's where the principle of don't take it personally. We cannot do this exercise. We are going to continue to defend our positions if we take it personally. If we don't take it personally, it's not going to be a problem, I assure you, which is why we want to live by one of our principles, which is to not take it personally. Please let me know how this turns out for you and your family. I am telling you, it will be so much better. If we remember that we want to have good relationships, so when people bring up a concern or an issue or how it falls on them, we don't need to defend it and keep it that way. If we know that we want to have good relationships, we're going to stop defending it so that we're not keeping it that way, so we can really have good relationships. That's what we want. In the moment that we're getting defensive, you know what's happening? We're forgetting we want the good relationship and we're getting attached to being right. So quit the attachment. Don't take it personally. Oh, I've heard these principles before. You see why we want to live by them? It makes for a better life. Let me know what you're thinking at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com, and I will address your issues, concerns, questions, comments. And until then, please feel free to go to my author's page, Dr. Mindy Shaw, paperbacks at Amazon.com. Thank you.